J.D. Salinger was this guy. He was a writer, I think. He wrote this book. It was about baseball or bread or something. I can never remember that sort of thing. If you want to know the truth, I don't care much for school and don't pay attention that often. Except I do like English, so I guess it's kind of weird that I don't remember. Anyway, this Salinger guy likes to go by the first two initials as his pen name, just like my brother DB, who's actually my favorite author. Old DB, I suppose, is still prostituting himself out in Hollywood, living in the height of his glory with the rest of his phonies. I hope to hell not, really. I should probably give him a buzz. When this Salinger guy was a kid, I guess he must have written a lot, or otherwise he wouldn't be a writer. I write a lot, but when I get done, it just looks so phony that I can't stand it, so I throw it away. This one time I wrote a story about these geese, and I guess it was pretty good. But then when I showed it to people, they kept telling me how good it was. People are always telling you how good stuff is. It really spoiled the story for me. Now I can't even read it without feeling like a goddamn phony. Salinger went to college, I suppose. College just seems so phony, though. Like the people who get to go just because they play sports or something. I'm not good at sports, but I like baseball, okay? I'm pretty good at it, I really am. Racquetball's fun, but only if you play with somebody worthwhile. Otherwise, it's just a waste. My kid brother was always playing racquetball against himself. That killed me. He was always doing stuff like that. You'd have liked him, you really would have. He wrote this book. It got a lot of good reviews and all. Catch or something. A lot of people liked it and gave him a prize for it. Big deal. Some people got pretty sore about it, though, and tried to ban it. For Christ's sake. Real princes, I'll tell you. Reminds me of some Mac I once knew. I think prizes are phony as hell. Just people going up and getting something shiny because they did something fancy. Boy, I hate that. In my old school, you wouldn't have believed what some people got these lousy awards for. The headmaster would call them up to this gorgeous stage and congratulate them for having perfect attendance or combing their hair or something corny like that. These people are just a bunch of phonies. Really. I'm sure his book was real fantastic, though. A sure thinker. The book he wrote was banned from those old, dumb old libraries because it had sexy words. These people are dumber and phonier than the goddamn prize people. One time I said a curse at school and my teacher, it was kind of funny what she did. She gave me a goddamn detention, for Christ's sake. I had to clean the chalkboards. But the thing is, I really hate chalk dust. So when I was cleaning the chalkboard, I kept inhaling all this dust. It sort of irritated my throat and all, and I ended up coughing like a madman by the time I was done. That kind of thing is always happening to me. I don't suppose this Salinger guy had to clean anything, though. Guys like that never do. So this Salinger guy got really sick of these phonies trying to tell him how grand it was, so he went away for about 50 years and never told anyone anything. He's been missed for a while now because he did such great works and all, but I never much cared for him, really.